want that. I want my kid to be active and competitive because, like,
whether they like it or not.
Yeah, yeah. They won't succeed in our household.
So they grow up like Tiger Woods and have his dad, like, super glue a golf club to his hand.
And it makes it all worth it.
It's totally Nashville 93.3 FM. There's lots of hurt. There's lots of crying in short, very terrible movies that are popping up on your feed.
Yeah, these are becoming super popular. I guess they became a thing during like COVID and the writer's strike,
right?
Where people didn't have any work. A Chinese company was creating these micro dramas, verticals, yes, as they call them, which are like soap opera stories, but they're like about a minute long.
Yeah.
And that's the episode.
Yeah.
Like, and they're all kind of this on the same theme. They're kind of like a bad Lifetime movie or romance novel.
So right. Cringy. I think they were
Hallmark Christmas movie type thing.
They were attacking my TikTok feed for a while, and it was getting so annoying because I kept scrolling past, but they kept showing up. So I was like, how do I block? I think I ended up blocking a couple of them.
Yeah. They're hugely popular. I was reading this article about them, and they are making so much money. They're making billions of dollars. People are watching these little stories where there's like no subtlety whatsoever.
Yeah.
And it usually involves a girl and a billionaire or a vampire or a werewolf. And the mafia is usually with guys. He could be a mafia werewolf.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So this is a clip from Selling My Virginity to the Mafia King.
An incredible bid from Mr. Sal Romano.
I'd like to call this night to an end. Wouldn't you agree? Tessa, look at me.
Madame said I'm not supposed to look him in the eyes, but he wants me to obey.
Oh, so cringy.
We were looking at these. Would you say, like, are these daytime drama level? Are they softcore adult drama level?
Yeah,
like, how bad is the acting? What's the
horrible
vibe you get?
It's horrible. Yeah, it's like telenovela meets daytime.
Yeah, soft porn. Like, hey, the guy's here with the pizza, and hey.
Right. The titles and some of the descriptions are funny. What did you guys find?
Resisting Mr. Lloyd, in which Clarice is cut off from her evil family but needs money for school. Meanwhile, rich CEO Austin Lloyd needs a wife.
Okay. Gets the old rich person. It's always got to be the rich person.
Yes. Right. Probably with a mafia connection as well.
I have faded to my forbidden alpha. After being rejected by her pack's alpha, young werewolf Serena is rescued from her abusive pack by a rival alpha who turns out to be her second chance mate.
These are so bad. But they're like a minute. But they feel like five.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I think we need to do one of these verticals, one of these telenovelas about our show. But like every episode is 10 seconds long.
Yeah.
It's super dramatic.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's kind of like going back to the days of, was it Vine? Six-second videos?
Yeah. And Quibi. Yeah.
Yeah.
They said the people that made Quibi, which was like short videos, they were like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
They said, the secret was they were way too long.
Oh.
Ours are a minute.
Three things you want to know this morning.
So it looks like rain and thunderstorms for the military parade in Washington that also coincides with the president's birthday.
Yes.
They say there's going to be 100 aircraft, tanks, and rocket launchers and missiles. And one-third of the budget has been allocated to repairing the streets after those vehicles
it gets run over by the heavy tanks and everything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
And a poll of people in the United States say generally we very much approve of, showing appreciation for our military. They say probably could be better spent in a different way to show our appreciation. But a lot of people are surprisingly apathetic about it. They're like, I like the idea, but they're not participating or strongly invested in this thing.
Yeah, it kind of has a little bit of a dictatory feel to it.
Yeah.
I guess President Trump wanted this since 2017 when he was at the France Bastille Day parade.
Ah, okay.
He said, I want one of these.
There are baby names that are illegal in the United States. You know, a lot of times if you're expecting a child, but picking out a baby name is important. Here are some of the names you can't use.
Okay.
Illegal. You can't use the word king or queen.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure some celebrities have named their kids king.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. You can use Jesus or Christ, but you can't use both together.
Okay.
Santa Claus. You can't.
Really?
Child Santa Claus. Adolf Hitler. I guess you can use Adolf or Hitler, but not both.
Okay.
The at symbol. You can't use that as a baby name. Or Messiah or Majesty.
I think Messiah, I've heard. I think not T-Pain, but the rapper from Atlanta. Goodness gracious. But,
yeah.
There's a million of them.
I think one of their sons is named Messiah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not on the birth certificate.
Yeah,
maybe it's just their nickname.
Nickname, maybe, yeah.
Before it was, illegal.
Yeah.
Right.
Weird. So if you've never been to a Nashville SC game, here is your chance. They are handing out free tickets if you've never been.
Nice.
Yeah, for their first six games starting July 5th, you can go to their website, NashvilleSC.com, and register. You just sign up, and if you've been, then there's some way they can track you, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah, just don't lie.
Yeah, just don't lie. But yeah, you can get your first free ticket on them.
It's a fun experience if you've never been to one of the SC games.
It gets pretty rowdy.
Be a first timer. It's a great time.
It is. It's
way better than you probably ever thought. You're like, oh, I should go sometime. Well, here's your chance to go for free.
It's kind of in a good spot, too. And the stadium that they play is really nice. So, check it out this summer.
This week, we've had a lot of makeup softball games.
Oh.
My granddaughter, Charlie, she plays, and she's awesome.
How old is she now?
She is 8.
Oh,
which is crazy. And she plays on the Sugar Rush, which is awesome. You know, girls' team.
Name.
It's
really
fun. And, there's two kinds of parents that go to softball games, kids' sports. The ones that are really competitive and the ones that just want everybody to have a good time.
Right.
And so we were sitting there, and our team was doing pretty well. We were, leading, 8-3. And so a dad shows up and sits in the bleachers for the other team sitting across the way and says, hey, what's the score? And a mom perks up and says, they're having a good time. That's the score.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I elbow my son and I'd say, but our team had fun 8 times. Their team only had fun 3 times. But they're having fun.
All right. That's a good response.
I actually have a shirt that I've worn to a couple of games that says, I just hope both teams have a good time, and I kind of wear it ironically.
Yeah.
Like I wore it to a Titans game.
Yeah. But, that would be funny.
But but moms will go, oh, that's so sweet that you're wearing that.
And they don't realize you're just being a smart ass. You're Woody.
I will definitely be one of those parents that is competitive. Like my kid will be on a winning team.
Yes.
You are competitive.
I'm very competitive.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll pass those genes on to your child one
day. I hope so. If my kid doesn't care, it will be heartbreaking for me.
How hard would it be to stifle your ambition for them? I just had a great time. I picked dandelions and I don't know.
I will be the mom screaming at my kid, focus, stop picking the daisies.
Well, you can't do that too early. When they're little kids, you got to let them just run around.
Oh, man. I already told my husband, we've had this conversation, when people start buying gifts for our kid, they're going to be sport focused. I don't want an iPad or anything. I want the... what's that baby brand? The toy brand? It doesn't matter.
Little Tykes?
Yeah. Like they have those baseball tees and the little basketball hoops and the golf sets. Yeah. I want that. I want my kid to be active and competitive because
whether they like it or not.
Yeah, they won't succeed in our household.
So they grow up like Tiger Woods and his dad super glue a golf club to his hand.
It all worth it.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim in the morning. It's time to do that. Gender Wars brought to you by The Structure Group. Indoor, outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with structuregroup.us. Our contestants are ready to go. For the ladies in the audience, we have April in Hendersonville. Hey there, April.
Hello.
Hello. Good luck. For the guys, we have Chris. He's in Murfreesboro. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Let's warm up with a Get Acquainted question.
Yeah, we'll start with April. Which band or artist would you like to play at your funeral?
I'm going to go with Rick Astley just because I love a good Rickroll, and they're hilarious to me.
You Rickroll all the mourners at your funeral. I love it.
That's awesome.
I would, and I would probably wake up and laugh like so hard that I would kill myself again.
I love how you planned it all out. That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
I love a good Rickroll.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. All right, Chris, what about you? A band or artist you want to play at your funeral?
I'm going to have two. I'm going to have Three Doors Down, my all-time favorite band, in the opening act. And then you guys are going to do a broadcast, and halfway through the service, you're going to do a Gender Wars Live.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We would happily oblige.
Or a joke-off, yes.
Yeah.
We're available for that.
That's right.
You can hire us for birthday parties.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not quite all the way dead, then you know the jokes will kill you. All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer the question, you can pass it on to your opponent. April, a Big Bertha might be a good Father's Day gift. Is that a golf club, a motorcycle, or a riding lawnmower?
Motorcycle?
No. It's a golf club.
Okay, Chris, does the kids show Bluey come from France, Japan, or Australia?
Australia.
It does.
Good job.
Bluey! It's a theme song.
All right. Chris is up. Let's go back to April.
Okay, April. A man made entirely out of tires is the mascot of what tire company?
Is it Michelin?
Michelin is right. Good job. You tied it up.
Okay. Singer and astronaut Katy Perry is currently engaged to what actor?
Orlando Bloom.
Oh, Orlando Bloom is right. Well
done.
Nice
job, Chris.
Okay, here we go. You got to get this one right if you want to stay in the game, April. Selina Kyle is the real name of what character in the Batman universe?
Screw,
okay.
All right. Hoping you don't know this, Chris. It's her Hail Mary here.
All right. Selina Kyle is the real name of what character in the Batman universe?
Catwoman.
Catwoman is right.
That is correct. And Chris is victorious.
Woo!
April, you had the best answer to the Get Acquainted question.
Yeah.
But Chris takes the day for the official score. And congratulations, Chris. We get a Pogo Pass for you to use all around town for different events in Nashville.
It'll be fun all summer long.
Yeah. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars. Please play again.
Dads are all about jokes. Sometimes they're just all about saying the same joke over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Dadisms, really, is what it is. And people have submitted to Reddit, with Father's Day coming up on Sunday, things that their dad just won't let go of.
Says all the time?
Yeah. Things like, he said every time somebody uses a credit card, he always says, I hope it works. We just found this in the parking lot.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear that.
A server comes over and says, do you want a box for the burger? And you say, no, but I'll wrestle you for the French fries.
Oh,
my dad
brutal.
Used to always say after a big meal, he'd go, like, I'm as full as a tick on a dog's butt.
No
thanks,
wonder
dad.
You are the way you are. Your parents said
and
weird
stuff. He was the less fun one. My mother was a lot more fun.
Very colorful things.
Yeah.
My father, I think if you'd say he was famous for saying one thing, it would be... I was watching that.
Oh, yeah, that was my dad, too. Yeah.
Turn off the TV or
when
something.
You go and you turn it off and go, hey, I was watching that, you know, and then you turn it back on sometimes. Go, all right, go ahead.
Right back to sleep.
Watch the ant races.
I didn't grow up with a dad who had one-liners like that. My dad didn't joke like that.
Not
often.
A jokey dad?
No,
how
not
would
really.
You describe him?
It's going to probably sound bad, and he's going to listen and be like, what the heck? But he was more, like, stoic and – I mean, we always had a lot of fun. Like, he was an awesome dad. But, like, he wasn't, like, a one-liner, jokey type of guy. He was
sitcom-y
a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He was a little bit more serious and always on the go, never stopping. He would never sit down. He still to this day, and he should. So, Dad, if you're listening, sit down. But but he's, like, always on the go, always has something to do, always has something to build. So,
yeah.
Yeah, hardworking.
Always building something.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a type of dad. A lot of people know. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah. So this weekend, especially little kids will come up to dad and say, give me some money so I can buy you something for Father's Day.
And when he says one of those awful dadism jokes, you know, just laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it to him for this one day.
That's your Father's Day gift to him. Feeling good, like I should.
Nice example of kindness and being honest paying off for somebody. A 14-year-old kid named Cody in Arizona was out riding his bike, and he happened to find a wallet that had fallen out of somebody's pocket or fallen off the top of a car somewhere.
Huh. Yeah.
It had money in it. It had $300. It had a health card. It had credit cards, a driver's license, everything. Instead of taking that money for himself, he decided he was going to track down the owner.
So he went through
social media and made some contacts and got the money back to it. And the lady who lost the wallet actually said, yes, I put it up on top of the car when I was leaving the gas station.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
And so it was so kind and so happy that he returned her wallet to her that she gifted him an e-bike.
Oh, wow.
Which cost a lot of money. Those are like several thousand dollars.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. He got paid off for being an honest kid.
That's great.
Gotta love that.
Good on both of them. That's awesome. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Plane crash in India, but there is an amazing part of this whole story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this plane takes off for a little over 10 seconds before it plowed into the ground and crashed. And all 241 people besides one man were killed, and it was a fireball. It was,
yeah. I mean, if you say, like, how could anybody possibly survive that?
This guy did. Yeah. So he's Indian, and he said, I can't believe how I came out of it alive. For a moment, I felt like I was going to die too, but when I opened my eyes and looked around, I realized I was alive. I still can't believe how I survived.
Oh, wow. I mean, the survivor's guilt he has to feel.
Yeah.
Right?
I think his brother was on the plane with him, too.
Yeah, I did.
He was visiting his brother. But yeah, and he walked out.
Right. Like, wasn't even seriously injured.
No, had scratches on him, I think.
He said, I managed to unbuckle myself, used my leg to push through the opening, and crawled out. I don't know how I survived. There is nobody on Earth, I think, that would understand what he's going through.
Like, yeah.
No.
Because it doesn't ever happen.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was even thinking about, like, guys in the military, you hear they have a lot of survivor's guilt as well.
Oh, right, yeah, right, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And I don't know how often it is where, like, one guy in a platoon survives.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be super often, and it can't be 241 people in the same airplane. Like, this is just unreal.
And just one person walks away.
Yeah. And I guess he was in the exit row, I believe, too. So if you've hated the exit row before, maybe this is a sign to fight people for it now.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was like 11 seats back.
11A, I think. 11A, yeah.
Wow.
It's the lucky seat.
You know there's going to be a movie about that.
Yeah.
Right?
I just can't
imagine what this guy's going through.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like there's got to be, I mean, he'd be smart to hire a therapist after this because how traumatic that event must have been, first of all. And then second of all, to be the only one to survive, like the thoughts that you have going on in your head and why me's and like, you know, I have to live my life for all these people now, you know, just all of the layers.
Right.
I'm sure it's just going to be unbearable.
Wow. Right. Even just the decision of, do I meet any of the families of the other victims?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Cause like,
and how will they treat him? Mm-hmm. Three things you want to know this morning. Anything bad happens to you today, you can blame it on it being Friday the 13th. I guess it's the only Friday the 13th we're going to have this year.
Yeah.
And right now, if you go to Krispy Kreme, they have a deal going on. If you buy a dozen donuts, you can get a second dozen for just 13 cents.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, yeah. So there you go. Celebrate.
So everybody always says, you know, should I have my dog or cat sleep in the bed?
Mm.
Medical researchers at the University of South Carolina who study sleep health say probably not. Because your pets don't have the same sleep schedule and cycles as you do, and they're going to wake you up. But if it's really important to you and it's not a problem, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Right? My dog does. My dog's so lazy that he sleeps when we sleep. we don't have that issue.
And several hours other than that,
too. Yes, all throughout the day.
Exactly.
So after Ed's little wild escape a couple weekends ago, a Murfreesboro author has written a book about it called Ed the Zebra's Wild Vacation. It's now on Amazon. You can purchase it.
That's cool.
Yeah. The book was under review for publication on Wednesday, but it got approved. And so you can get it on Amazon. And it's cute. It's like a little kid's book. I think ages 3 to 8 can read
it. The cover is cute. It has him being carried away by the helicopter.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's super fun. Yeah. And it looks like a fun little read and a fun memento from this crazy ride.
Yeah, no kidding. It's an unlucky day. It is Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
don't let it spook you.
Don't come around a lot.
This is the only one this year.
Yeah, you gotta cherish them.
Yeah,
and beware.
So if you hear us having technical difficulties today, we are broadcasting from the most unlucky place on earth, the Titans locker room. No, that's a joke, but it's not. I guess they say that even if you're not superstitious, or as Michael Scott would say, just a little stitious.
Right.
that it still affects you because you end up blaming it on Friday the 13th. Mm. Like if you spill your coffee on the way to work on yourself, you know, they're saying, oh, it's because it's an unlucky day. It's not that pothole you just hit.
Right.
Over and over.
Kind of like when, it's Friday the 13th, when Mercury is in retrograde.
Oh, that one drives
me crazy. Blame everything on that.
Right.
Is it now?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anybody complain about it yet.
I think it's always in retrograde.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. If things are going fine, they don't mention it. And then, why is my life falling apart? Because Mercury is in retrograde.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
that's
it's because
be it.
you left your wife and you went on a bender and you spent all your family's money in Tunica.
No.
No, it's because Mercury
is in retrograde. What are we doing this weekend, you guys?
I'm going shopping tomorrow for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
I hate shopping, so this is like my one outing of the year.
You're like my wife. She's like, I can't stand it. She's one of the...
I hate it.
You're in the minority. Most women just love shopping.
I know. Right. I'd rather online shop, but I have gained some weight, so I need to go and check out my sizes and do that stupid dance.
Gotcha. Yes.
And feel bad about myself in the mirror. Yeah, it's awful. and then I'm probably just going to hang out the rest of the weekend, not do anything, just be lazy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's cool. Weather permitting, of course, my granddaughter Charlie will have a softball game this afternoon. Of course, a lot of stuff this week isn't going to pretend on the weather. You know, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday is Father's Day, so I will just stand around and wait to be honored.
It's all about you.
It is all about me. Thanks for noticing.
That's right. I don't know what I'm going to do for Father's Day. Like, I don't want anybody to do anything big. So I'm just like, I don't know. Let's go out for ice cream or something.
There you go.
I can't think of anything else. And I think that's probably something everybody would like.
Yeah. That's great.
Somewhere between just laying around and a Trump parade. Somewhere in that middle part is what's going to go on. Yeah.
Just pick a spot somewhere.
I love the differences in you two. Woody's like, it's all about me. Celebrate me. Woo. And Jim's like, oh, you know, what does everyone else want to do?
You nailed it. That's in a nutshell there.
I'm slightly sarcastic, but it's all about me. It is all about me.